Chapter 7, Caterpillars and Locusts. We now come to some creatures which are small, but God has given them great power to eat up and destroy the grass and fruits of the earth. He is able to do all things and can make these little creatures work very great destruction. So he has used them often to bring judgment on the wicked and upon his own people when they depart from him. Let us see what the Bible says about them. You will have read about the people of Israel in Egypt, and how hardly Pharaoh dealt with them. But God came down to deliver them and bring them out of Egypt, and he sent Moses to do this. So Moses and his brother Aaron came to Pharaoh and told him he must let the people go. But he was a wicked king, and would not let them go, and so God sent plagues upon the Egyptians. One of these was a plague of locusts, and they came in such numbers as to cover all the ground, and eat up every green thing and all the fruit on the trees. Then Pharaoh called for Moses, that he should ask the Lord to send away the locusts, and God did so. But still, Pharaoh would not let the people go, and God sent other judgments before he would obey. The locusts increase so quickly and come in such numbers that they cover everything and eat it all up, and when they fly, they make the sky dark because they are so many. The prophet Joel calls them the army of the Lord and tells how they run like horses and chariots and eat up all the green things so that the land looks like a wilderness. They also climb up the walls and houses and into the windows. You will see then what a terrible plague and judgment they may become when the Lord allows them to come. Joel also speaks of the canker worm and of the palmer worm, which seem to be a kind of caterpillar, perhaps those from which the locusts come. You will know, of course, the life history of the butterflies and moths, how they lay eggs from which the caterpillars come, and these turn into the chrysalis or larva, which again turns into the butterfly or moth or locust or some other flying insect. We know what the caterpillars can do, as they eat up the green leaves where the butterfly has laid its eggs. Sometimes we have seen them, even in our own towns, come as a real plague, eating up everything in the gardens and climbing up the walls and fences. We are not troubled with the locusts in our own land, as they like the hotter countries, such as Palestine and other parts of the East. The people try to keep them under in these days by spraying them with poison or killing them with flamethrowers. But even then, they sometimes increase to great numbers and destroy everything, like large armies, and they eat up all the crops and fruit and grass, so that though the land before them may look like the Garden of Eden, the land behind them is like a wilderness. In this country we have seen the grasshoppers, which no doubt you have seen and perhaps have caught them as they hop about in the fields. These are something like the locusts, only much smaller, and do not so much damage. So we find the grasshopper is used sometimes in the Bible to show how small some things are. When the spies which Moses sent saw the giants in the land of Canaan, they said they felt themselves to be so small as to be like grasshoppers compared with those great giants. Solomon also, when he is speaking of the people growing old and weak, says that even small things like the grasshopper become a burden to them. Then there is the moth, And we especially mean the little clothes moth, which the Bible says so much about. God has given wisdom to the butterflies and moths and other little creatures to know just where to lay their eggs, so that when the caterpillars or worms hatch out, they will find the food they like. He has made the clothes moth so that it can creep into cupboards and drawers and lay its eggs on the woolen or silken garments. Then, when the little worms are hatched, how they eat holes into our clothes if we are not careful to watch against them. So Jesus tells us not to lay up treasures of these earthly things which the moth can eat up, but seek to have our treasure in heaven, that is, to know that He is there as our Savior. But God has said that we should call upon Him in the day of trouble, and He will deliver us. And this is just what Solomon said in his wonderful prayer after he had built the temple. If there should be the locust or caterpillar or any other evil come upon the people, and they should pray to God under this trouble, then Solomon asked the Lord if He would hear them and forgive and deliver them. Now for some texts. We have already mentioned the book of Joel, where you can read the second chapter, and then the book of Exodus, chapter 10, will tell you of the plague of locusts in Egypt. The little grasshoppers are spoken of in the 13th of Numbers and the 12th of Ecclesiastes. Then the words of Jesus about the moth are in Matthew, chapter 6, and the prayer of Solomon in the 1st of Kings, chapter 8.